Also today, we're getting our first look at a newly released News Nation Emerson College poll showing the current state of the race in Georgia. Political correspondent Dean Reynolds live in the newsroom with a closer look.
Robin, the last few days, the president has been campaigning in states he won 4 years ago, including Georgia. And our News Nation Emerson College poll out tonight may help to explain why he saw the need. The president's stop in Macon, Georgia last Friday raised some eyebrows because he won Georgia by 5 full points 4 years ago, and generally, it has not been seen as a swing state. Until now, apparently. Because with barely 2 weeks to go in the campaign, our poll finds the two candidates locked in a dead heat in Georgia, with the president ahead of Joe Biden 48% to 47%. A margin of error of 4.3 percentage points means the race among likely voters is essentially a tie. Pollsters were in the field from Saturday until today. The president's large lead among white voters, 64% to 30%, is somewhat offset by Mr. Biden's support among voters 18 to 29 years old, who prefer him 55% to 38%. As we've seen in other states, the president enjoys an enthusiasm edge among his supporters. 81% of Trump supporters are either extremely or very excited, while 74% of Mr. Biden's supporters say the same thing. And 48% approved of the job the president is doing, while 47% disapproved. The president was campaigning in Arizona today, another state he won 4 years ago. But before even getting there, he made headlines by attacking the government's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Fauci's a disaster. I mean, this guy's, if I listen to him, we have 500,000 deaths.
The president's comments came on a campaign conference call just hours after Fauci had been profiled on 60 Minutes and had said it was no surprise to him that the president contracted the virus because of his low regard for mitigation steps like social distancing or wearing masks.
People are tired of hearing Fauci and all these idiots, these people that have gotten it wrong. Fauci's a nice guy. He's been here for 500 years. He called every one of them wrong. And he's like this wonderful guy, a wonderful sage telling us out.
Mr. Biden, who was off the campaign trail today, denounced the president's criticism of Fauci in a statement released today. President Trump even criticized me yesterday for listening to the scientists, the statement said. That's not an attack. That's a badge of honor. And Mr. Biden will be getting some special help this week. Former President Barack Obama will hit the trail in Philadelphia on Wednesday to campaign for his old running mate. Joe?